It's time for Roast Chat on Blog Talk Radio. We're the only show on the airwaves dedicated to growing roses. We're glad you've joined us today. Our phone lines are open, and we'd love to hear from you during today's show. The number to call is 347-677-1870. Or send us a tweet using the Rose Chat hashtag on Twitter. Join us as we explore the world of roses.
It's time to order roses for spring delivery, and S&W Greenhouse has just what you need. From knockouts to hybrid teas, S&W has the best. From Weeks, Star Roses and Plants, and new this year, a beautiful collection of David Austin English roses that are sure to make your garden the envy of the neighborhood. Check them out online at sw-greenhouse.com.
Well, hello and welcome to this edition of the Rose Chat Podcast. We're glad you joined us this evening. Now, I'm going solo tonight. Teresa's away on assignment, and we've got a great guest. Jay Hires will be joining us here in just a second to talk about the Adisto Memorial Garden in Orangeburg, South Carolina. It's going to be an interview you don't want to miss. People love to travel, and if you love gardening and roses, you probably are on the lookout wherever you go for gardens to visit. So are we. Every time we leave, we're constantly looking for a garden to visit. You know, from the Biltmore State in North Carolina to the Huntington Garden out in California, this country is full of magnificent rose gardens for the rose lover. Our guest tonight is the caretaker of one of those gardens. His name is Jay Hires, and he joins us now to talk about the Adisto Memorial Garden over in Orangeburg, South Carolina. Welcome to Rose Chat, Jay.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having me on tonight.
Oh, sure. We're glad to have you.
Yes, we're Adisto Memorial Gardens. We're in South Carolina, Orangeburg, South Carolina, right off of, easy off of Interstate I-26 and not too far off of I-95. So it's easy access if you're wanting to make a little day trip into the Adisto Memorial Gardens.
Now, that's a little bit south of, is it Columbia?
Yes, it's exactly right in the middle between Columbia, South Carolina, and Charleston. So if you're coming down 26, easy to take a step off and get right back on if you're going to Charleston or up to Columbia.
Wow. It sounds like an easy access no matter which direction you're traveling.
Definitely.
I've heard so much about this garden, especially a lot about its history. Now, it has its roots back even as far back as the Civil War, right?
Correct. We do have one part of the garden actually is a large bluff overlooking the Adisto River, which is hence where we get our name from. And it was a spot during the Civil War where the troops tried to cross the Adisto River at this bluff in the garden. It's designated by a marker, and some of the old pilings of the road that used to be there are still visible.
Wow. It's incredible to think that a place that was at one time such a place of conflict is now a place of beauty. So how did this go from being this standoff point from the Civil War to being the garden that it is today? How did it get started?
It was started, it even has a more colorful or fragrant history, if you would, because before, after the Civil War, then it became the city dump. So it was literally, everybody back then was afraid of the water, and so that was the actual city of Orangeburg dump. And then in the 20s, city council decided that they were going to revamp the area, and the idea for the Adisto Memorial Gardens came about, and actually we were started with a three-acre azalea garden. And, of course, we know azaleas are beautiful, but they only last 2 to 3 weeks, depending on what the weather does to them. So in the 40s, the rose garden was added to extend the bloom season and interest for people to stop by in the gardens and visit.
Wow. Now, how large is this garden? I heard it was pretty big.
The gardens themselves are about 65 acres. total. We sort of like to think of it as there's smaller garden areas. We have the rose garden, the azalea garden, a sensory garden, which is a garden for the blind, and then we also have several wetland parks that go along the Edisto River. The rose garden itself is probably about 4 acres total within that 65 acres.
Wow. So how many roses are actually planted there?
Total, we've got about 5,000 plants.
Wow. 5,000?
Yes. We have wow. about, that's over about 120 named varieties of roses that we have.
Wow, that's incredible. And so as far as the different types of roses, I'm sure it pretty much runs the gamut, doesn't it?
We do. We have anything from, you know, hybrids, mini floras, OGRs. We do have a large collection of the Noisettes, which, of course, the claim to fame there in just out of Charleston, South Carolina, for getting their start there. And then this spring we tried some, we planted some David Austin roses. So we're going to see how well they have done. They've done pretty well despite the extremely wet weather we've had.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I have probably about 10, probably 6 or 7 different varieties of David Austin's in my garden. And, you know, I'm a little bit south of Birmingham, Alabama. So some of those do better than others, but they, after a couple of years in the ground, they just seem to take off and do very well.
That's what we're hoping, because we have a large visitors come into what we call the lower parking lot. We do have a sort of a split-level parking, but the lower parking lot is right across the street from the main rose garden. So when they pull in, they're just going to see hopefully these big, massive David Austin roses that they pull in to sort of get them started before they step out of the car.
Yeah. Something that's sort of lure them in. Yeah. Now, I read somewhere that you guys have well over 500,000 visitors a year to this garden.
Yes, we're one of the top 20 tourist attractions in the southeast. A lot of those actually come in for during our Festival of Roses. Well, we probably get, if weather permitting, about 30,000 to 40,000 visitors can come in for the weekend of the Rose Festival.
Wow. Now, when is that held?
Excuse me?
When is the Rose Festival every year?
Oh, the Rose Festival is the first full weekend in May.
Oh,
so,
wow.
It can vary from the dates, but generally it's always going to be the first full weekend in May.
Mm-hmm.
Typically we're right there at right before Mother's Day.
Yeah. Oh, so it's the weekend before Mother's Day.
The weekend before Mother's Day, yes.
That's fascinating. When is the best, the peak bloom throughout the year? I know you probably have, what, 3, 4 good flushes of bloom every year?
Yes. This year, with the crazy weather like everybody else was experiencing, we were blooming right at end of April. But typically, it's before, right end of April, first weekend of May. This typically will be our first spring flush, and then we'll go through and deadhead. And for our climate, about typically every 6 weeks, we can get a new flush of bloom.
About every 6 weeks. So how is the garden maintained? Is it maintained by staff from the city, or do you have a group of volunteers that come in, or?
The city is gracious that we have our own staff through the Parks and Rec Department. There's 11 of us. And they will come through, and they maintain the Rose Garden as well as the other areas. But they've got it pretty well down to a schedule, giving a day or two adjustment for weather or whatever else may come up. But typically, we're on a regular schedule, and it just seems to work easier. And that's sort of what I try to tell people. When they say roses are so hard, it's like, well, if you just get on a schedule, if you sort of keep with it, they're not that hard.
Yeah,
so, yes,
that's true.
Crew.
It's it's definitely a matter of scheduling that'll keep your roses intact. Now, is this a spray garden or a no-spray garden?
This is a spray. Because we, yes, we do spray because we do still have some of the when All America Rose Selections. We do have a lot of those roses that are still on display, just because folks like to see them just for memory's sake more than anything else.
Right, right. Do you think, just as a rosarian and someone who helps to maintain a rose garden, that there is a push to move away from that into a more a no-spray garden conditions?
I think people are getting either because they're just don't like having to use chemicals, or also in the case that we're finding out when we talk to visitors in the garden, they don't have the time, which is understandable, you know. So I think they're probably trying to folks are tending to go that way with the more of a no spray or less maintenance type of rose garden.
Right.
And as visitors come, we certainly show them either way, depending on what their time schedule is. Because we do have some of the cordis roses, which do very well in our climate with no spray.
Mm-hmm. What would you say is your favorite cordis rose?
I would have to say probably Beverly, which we know one at Biltmore.
Oh, absolutely.
At the International
Trial. Yeah, yeah. I'll tell you, that one bloom of that will just smell up your whole house.
Oh, it will.
Yeah. It is beautiful. Well, stay with us, Jay. When we come back after this commercial break, we're going to be talking about a rose named in honor of the garden. Plus, I want to hear your tips on anybody who wants to get started in the rose garden. So stay with us. There's more Rose Chat Radio coming your way.
Hi, this is Jackie DeLia with Southern Post Journal, and today I want to talk to you about manure compost tea. This is Authentic Haven brand from California. One of the things that I really like about this is how easy it is to apply. It's a simple cotton bag filled with composted manure. You drop it in your bucket, typically a 1 to 5 gallon bucket of water. Drop in your tea bag. You'll notice some of the brown liquids coming out, and that's the manure starting to mix with the water. Once that's finished, 1 to 3 days, you'll have some fantastic manure tea ready for putting on your plants. So I've got my manure tea brewing for about 3 days, and I'm going to take a peek in there and see what it looks like. It's got a great color, it's got a great smell, and it's ready to be applied to my garden. So whether you choose to put it in your watering can and a sprayer, or just take a bucket and drench it into your vegetable garden, it's very easy to use. I use it in my garden, and I highly recommend it. So give it a try.
You can find Haven brand soil conditioners online at manuretea.com. We're on the air with Jay Hires of the Evisto Memorial Garden in Orangeburg, South Carolina. And, Jay, I wanted to talk to you a few minutes about a rose named in honor of this garden. Can you tell us about it?
Yes, that is the mini flora named Evisto, hybridized by Mr. Michael Williams, who's right out the road from us in Greenwood, South Carolina. He named it for the gardens and the river that runs through the gardens. It is a very nice red front with a yellow reverse that, unlike most roses, when it gets really, really hot, their colors tend to fade. The colors in Evisto get much brighter and bolder with the heat, which
oh,
is
wow.
a nice change.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's not a small, it's probably, it'll get up to 6 feet easily.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, that's incredible. You know, a lot of times, I know you probably encountered this too, a lot of folks think about miniatures or mini floras, they think a small bloom, a small shrub, but it's more times than not, it's just the opposite of that, isn't it?
Exactly. They're always going to be a little bit bigger than what you may think they're going to be, based on their name.
Yeah. That's true. That's true. It sounds like a beautiful rose. Now, is that available for purchase, or was it one that's exclusive to the gardener?
It was available for purchase, I believe, and double-check me on this. I want to say Angel's Gardens was carrying it.
Oh, okay. Angel's Gardens. Okay.
Yes.
We'll check that out, and if I find it available online, we'll put a link on our website so folks can go out there and become the proud owner of a shrub of the Edisto Mini Flora.
Exactly.
Like a beautiful rose.
It is. And, of course, we're a little bit partial to it for namesake.
Oh, for sure, for sure. Now, I wanted to, before we go tonight, I wanted to get what your advice would be to someone who's just wanted to get started growing roses. You know, a lot of the listeners to this podcast are brand new to gardening, brand new to roses, and what advice as a Roseanne would you offer them?
Definitely, if you have the advantage of a garden like ours, call and schedule. In our cases, we are more than happy for people to call. We will meet with them and show them what the easiest, depending on what their schedule is and preference, what roses to pick out. Or if you can find a local rose society, that is the best hands-on knowledge to help you get started. But definitely decide how much time you're willing to put into them. Is probably my first advice. If you've got a lot of time, then go with some of the more demanding type flowers. And if you don't, then go with some of the less maintenance needed roses to where everybody's gonna be satisfied when they look out the window or walk through the yard.
Oh yeah, that's definitely a consideration. And sort of to that point, I know that. The Edisto Garden has become now a part of the newly formed American Garden Rose Selections. Can you tell us a little bit about how you guys got selected for that, of being a test garden?
It happened with a conversation with ARS Vice President Pat Chandley, and as you know, Pat was a eager, she said, we've got the infrastructure, and I was also talking with past ARS President Jeff Wyckoff, and we said, we'd be willing to, we've got the space, we will be glad to continue on as a test garden under the AGRS banner, and they said, sounded fine, so we've got the first plants, and hoping folks are going to send in more test entries for the 2014 season.
Wow, sounds exciting. Do you see anything promising already budding there?
Yes. The right now, out of the five entries for AGRS, all of them look quite promising. We're sort of little waiting to see when we have a normal rain pattern. The blooms never really had a chance to get too big because they kept getting beat down by the torrential rains we've had all summer. But as far as definitely for a black spot type stress situation, they have come through this wet weather very well.
Wow, that's exciting to hear that we're seeing more and more new roses come on the market that have less and less disease problems.
Exactly.
Yeah, because if I could fill my garden with disease-free roses, it'd be heaven.
As they come along, as we see them, you know how well they've done in the test gardens. We are more than glad to point those out to folks who may be, as we mentioned earlier, who may be wanting to try to get into roses, that, you know, it's not going to be overwhelming when they start trying one of these newer disease-resistance roses.
Absolutely. Well, Jay, thank you so much. I know you're a busy man. You got a big garden to take care of there, and we appreciate so much you taking just a few minutes out of your day to spend some time with the Rose Chat crew and for our listeners. And it's been a delight. I hope to get over to Orangeburg for this Festival of Roses sometime, and it'd be great to meet you in person.
Well, same here, and thank you for having me on. And, if you're ever that way, just let us know, and we can we'll even take you now. We'll even take you into the test garden, or if people want to call ahead, that is off limits to the public. But we do take if people call and say I'm coming in, we do take them into the test gardens and let them see what's going on.
Wow, that sounds like a plan. I'll be giving you a call. We head over that way.
Okay. Well, great.
It's great to talk with you. Thanks so much for being our guest tonight.
Thank you so much for having me.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, if you'd like to learn more about the Edisto Memorial Garden, you can find us on blogtalkradio.com/rosechat. There's a link to this garden. It tells all about the rich history of this area, of the garden, what's planted there, and about the actual test gardens that the trials that are being held there. It's a wonderful place, and I hope if you're ever over in the Orangeburg area that you will definitely stop by and visit Jay in this wonderful rose garden. I want to thank you, our listeners, for joining us tonight for the Rose Chat podcast. We'd love to hear your comments and feedback on today's show. Just send us an email at grow@rosechat.info. You can find us on Twitter simply by following the Rose Chat hashtag. Like Rose Chat Radio on Facebook, and be sure and check out our website, rosechatradio.com, for information on sponsorship opportunities and more about our past and upcoming guests. Now, we believe that becoming a member of the American Rose Society is a decision that you won't regret. We invite you to check them out online at ars.org. Now, the broadcast of Rose Chat is brought to you by the underwriting support of Haven Brand Soil Conditioners, providing an all-natural alternative to chemical fertilizers with their line of composted manure teas and alfalfa teas for roses. That's available wholesale and retail at manuretea.com. Well, until next time, happy gardening from your friends at Rose Chat.